backs.
Welcome to Free Fire Saturday. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Saturday is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome to Free Fire Saturday here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. What a big week last week was. And I'm joined today by my producer, Kelly Sr.
Yeah, don't get me mixed up with my tree-hugging son.
Tree-hugging, environmental card-carrying.
And did he say he like kissed a walrus or something?
No, he said that you had taken him to some place and he had rubbed a walrus's stomach.
And I don't remember that at all. I think he might have just, you know, been pulling your leg.
I don't know. He seemed like he said, hey, look, my dad took me down to SeaWorld and I petted a walrus's stomach.
Well, I did take him there, but I don't remember it. Well, maybe he did. I don't know.
Well, you know what? It's a type of thing that a father does for his son.
True.
So
no, we did go there.
And I don't get you all mixed up, really, because you two, I mean, it's funny how you have two people, obviously, that care for each other a lot, but have such diametrically opposed viewpoints.
Always fun at Thanksgiving.
I bet. You know, I'd really like to introduce my partner in life and my partner on the show, Linda Riegenbach. However, Linda's not here. Linda's down in Sacramento. Linda is having getting ready to start a business here in Redding, and now she's going through training down in Sacramento and a couple other places. So she'll come back, and we'll talk about that at some point. The big thing I want to talk about, though, for Linda, and she won't do it because she doesn't talk about it, especially on the show, but she's getting ready to have a concert here on October 5th at the Old City Hall. And within this concert, it's going to be, and if you don't know Linda, she won't talk about this, but Linda has headlined in Las Vegas. She had her own act in Hong Kong for years. She, of course, was a member of the Gold Diggers with Dean Martin, the later group, not the group back in the 60s, that toured with Dean Martin, Bob Hope, Frank Sinatra. Anyway, she's going to have a show on Saturday, October 5th at 7 p.m., and you can get tickets down there and at Bernie's Guitar. Anyway, she won't do it because she's not here. I'm going to give her a plug. Anyway, okay, things that are happening here in the North State, there's a lot of stuff happening. One thing, though, that happened this past week on Thursday was at the city of Shasta Lake when they had that memorial to the 9/11. What a great event they put on. My gosh, Kelly, you were out there too. And, you know, the thing about this is it was well done. It was well attended. And the people there were touched by what was being said by the speakers there. But also, but they have a piece of the World Trade Towers there.
It's amazing how many people in the North State don't know that that memorial is there.
You know, I didn't know it until we started talking about it.
And boy, you go there and you look at it, you touch it, and you just get all those feelings all over again that you had 7 years ago. But it's if you haven't been up there, it's right there on the Shasta Dam Boulevard.
It's right by the fire station.
Yeah, you should go see it.
You know, Dennis Kirk and Battalion Training Chief up there and all those guys up there, all those firefighters, those first responders, you know, they have been fighting fires the whole season. And you know what he told me, which was kind of, which I thought was a little bit, disconcerting, was they're not even into their busy fire season. This is when it's supposed to start. And so the fact of what has happened in the past 3 months is kind of a hopefully is not going to be like just a beginning for the next 2 months. Hopefully most of the stuff that's going to burn has burned, and we just don't keep fighting fires all the way through the end of October.
Well, the forecast for next week says maybe some rain Tuesday, maybe.
Well, I tell you what, you know, if you've been following Hurricane Ike, and I'm sure most everybody has, that's exactly what you want is some rain. But Hurricane Ike, they've got people down there. Here's something I don't understand. You have officials coming to you and saying, you're going to have your house flooded, it's going to be blown down, you will be killed unless you leave. And they go, oh, no, we won't. No, we won't. And then when the crap hits the fan, save me, save me. And they put first responders, they put people out, make, you know, they have to risk their lives to go after people that didn't listen to the warnings. I don't understand that.
I heard this morning that they weren't even responding to 911 calls. There was a restaurant in Houston, and they just let it caught fire. They just let it burn down because they weren't going to risk the first responders to go out there.
Well, you know what?
I can see why.
Sorry about that, yeah. But hey, that's the way it is. You know, one of the things, though, that, you know, that we talked about last week, and by the way, if you haven't heard, is that Linda and I are also doing Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on here at KQMS from 8 to 9 in the morning, and then Saturdays also. So if I, you know, we get a little confused here and there about who's supposed to be where and what. But we're going to, you know, last week we discussed on 9/11. We had a show on Wednesday about where you were on 9/11, and I tell you, it was a great show. We had people calling in about where they were. Everybody remembers exactly. But one of the most touching ones was, of course, where the gentleman that was here to talk about the powwow this weekend at Anderson that's been going on since yesterday down at the Shasta County Fairgrounds. Which is a great event too, and people need to go out there. It's a great event. But he said he was 12 years old when Pearl Harbor happened. He was delivering papers that day when the news came out that Pearl Harbor had been attacked by the Japanese, and that President Roosevelt got on the radio and told everybody. And he said the next day, the paper had one word on it, big letters, war. Yeah. That was it. So when you think about that, now he's seen that, and then he saw what happened at the World Trade Center. And we had some wonderful, wonderful stories about people, where they were and what they saw. You know, one lady who was looking after her grandmother had who remembered Pearl Harbor, and she started crying because she knew there was going to be a war after that, since we had been attacked. And there has been war since then, and there has been a number of all types of events happening throughout the world since 9/11. You know, one of the things that I really don't understand, maybe it's because I just don't want to understand it, is conspiracy theories. Here's the conspiracy theory is that, you know, and they started, you know, relatively soon after 9/11 happened. Conspiracy theories. There was no plane that hit the Pentagon. That wasn't a plane. Show me the plane. That the World Trade Towers had been set with explosives, and that no plane flying into the buildings could have caused the buildings to collapse the way they did. See, what's another one? Oh, that one of the flights, I think Flight 99, never even existed. That, I mean, this just goes on and on and on. I don't understand how people get, you know, how they can do these conspiracies. I mean, is it because they don't trust the government that much? Or they think that nothing like that could happen? I don't understand. If you've heard conspiracies, what do you think about that? Was 9/11 a conspiracy, or was it 19 terrorists that were training and had worked at it for 2 or 3 years and come into our country because our country welcomes people, maybe people it shouldn't? Do you think it was a conspiracy? The World Trade Towers were destroyed?
My answer to that, Carl, is, for the sake of argument, let's say all these conspiracy theories are absolutely true, but nobody can ever tell me why. Why would the government do that? Their argument breaks down.
Well,
no sane reason for it.
Well, I tell you what, our listeners out there here in the North State, if you have heard these conspiracy theories, why don't you give us a call here at 221-1402 and tell us what you think about it. And I'll tell you exactly why, from what I've read, why people think we did it. But, hey, this is Carl Bott, Free Fire Saturday here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. There, 221-1402. Join us here on the other side. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Saturday here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. And I've got a great phone call here. Linda, good morning.
You have a great phone call, do you?
I have great phone call here. Hey, I bragged about you, and I told people what you'd done. I told you you were going to have a concert here on October 5th, but things that you won't let me do when I'm here. when you're here.
Oh, well, well, that's great. Well, I'm in Sacramento. I just wanted our listeners to know I'm in Sacramento.
Told them about that, too.
Yes, I'm actually, I'm training. I'm learning. I'm discovering about a fabulous new product, and I can't wait to bring it up to Reading and share it with the folks up there. In our hometown, and I'm not going to give it away yet because I want to make sure that I have, you know, all the most important details. But I will say that it's a health and wellness product. It's new. It's based on Ayurvedic, which, you know, has been around for thousands of years, but it's a new formulation. And I'm just really excited. So I'm down here training and learning about that. And the concert is, the tickets are on sale at Bernie's Guitar, and it's October 5th, and I'm really excited about that, too, honey. You know that. You hear me singing around the house. So.
I do. You do. You sing around
the house. And not just in the shower.
We're talking right now about the 9/11 memorial there at the city of Shasta Lake. What a great event that was.
Well, I'll tell you, I was talking about that last night at a dinner party here at where I'm staying, about how Shasta Lake City has done a phenomenal job with that memorial, and that on top of it is an actual steel beam from Ground Zero. And it's just, I didn't realize the power of that memorial until we were actually there, and you did such an incredible speech. I mean, you were riveting. I'm going to say that. I mean, I understand from the blogs yesterday, I got a call
honey,
people were just going on.
Well, anyway, the big thing, though, was the memorial, not what went on around it. Was the fact that they did have, they've got a piece of the World Trade Center there. And that's, you know, that's a something we can't ever forget. And we're talking about it today. You don't see that. You know, it's only really brought up on 9/11. It's something that we all need to remember that it happened, and we can't drop our watchfulness just because we haven't had an attack lately.
Absolutely, and it was great that all of the fire department came out, and Tom Basenko and Modi, and you know, everybody was there to pay homage, and it was their brethren and our brethren that fell in that fateful day.
That was our fellow Americans, that's for sure. Anyway.
Well, listen, have a great show, and I'll see you later on this afternoon.
All right. We're heading up. I'm going to talk about we're going up to Junction City for another memorial. So.
Oh, yes, and that should be interesting to bring that next week, what happens there.
Yeah.
Now, who's in the hot seat?
Just me. And it's getting hotter.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
One of the things we're talking about was, there on the conspiracy theories was, this is what I understand. This is what I understand why it happened. It was to give President Bush and our government, well, really it's a small group of cronies, the reason to go into and attack Iraq so we could get that oil.
He could have done that anyway.
Well, here's the thing is, if this was a plan, you know, and it was going to be very successful, I mean, so here are 7 years later. And President Bush's ratings are like 32, I think I saw yesterday, which they're up 2 points for something. And our economy's in the bag, not in the bag, but it's been, you know, it's been hammered and all these other things. It wasn't a great plan if that was it. And when we went into Kuwait, when we rescued Kuwait, do we get oil at a cheaper price than anybody else? No. So I'm sure there must be other reasons. I think the biggest thing I heard was it lines the pockets of the big oil companies. So
by knocking down the World Trade Center,
well, it gave it a reason to start a fight, start a war.
Yeah, he could. There was plenty of reasons to go after Saddam Hussein anyway, without something like that.
Yeah, but a conspiracy theorist, from what I understand, what I've read about people that are really into this, is, you know, chaos. You know, they're in the middle of chaos, and they need to bring some kind of reasoning to it. And it's got to be what they believe and not what maybe the truth is or what proof is. You'll see, you know, people say they planted explosives. Listen to explosives experts. They say it would take miles of cable to do that. Plus, you have to weaken girders. You have to do all these other things. You have to cut through things. And
nobody that works in there saw anybody doing this,
no,
right?
No, yeah. That's right. Well, they're talking about that. That's, I mean, just, you don't need, don't bother them with physics or facts. because they'll take it's like unrelated incidents, you know, A, B, C, D. It's like a little like stars in the sky. You know, you keep drawing enough lines. Oh gosh, this is what this means. Anyway, I think that it's ridiculous. But other people, it's like a cottage industry out there for people that believe that 9/11 was a conspiracy. If you think 9/11 was a conspiracy, give us a call here at 221-1402. Now, other things that we're talking about today, the other things we're going to do is Junction City is having a memorial today to the fallen firefighters, the ones that died fighting the fires here in Shasta County. Now, this is going to be a wonderful event up there early this afternoon. I think it starts around 1 o'clock. However, it's something has occurred which makes it even a little more important. I don't know if you remember when Josh Munns was laid to rest here in Redding, down in Anderson. But a group of people from this church in Kansas called the Westboro Church, I think it's Baptist Church, out of Kansas, came to protest his funeral. These are the people that come out with signs that say God hates America, you know, God hates your son. We've got some things up on the computer screen. I'm not even going to say that.
Yeah, the name of their website is I don't want
to give them the publicity on this thing. But what you have to do is the thing about it is that these people come out and they protest and they go out and they try to ruin the funeral, and they try to ruin these events. Now, when these started years ago, and people were trying to bury their children, these protesters show up with signs. And your son deserved to die. God hates him. God hates America. Well, a group of people grew out of this that to face them called the Patriot Guard Riders. The Patriot Guard Riders started just in a small group, and then have expanded throughout the United States. And we've got a contingent here. I mean, it's no secret that there's a number of events that the Patriot Guard Riders show up for. I'm a member. If you can be a member of the Patriot Guard Riders, I mean, it's not like there's a clubhouse. It's not like there's dues. It's not like we have regular meetings. It's kind of like, it's something's happening. We show up for, just kind of word of mouth. We're on the computers now. So today, up in Junction City, we're going to remember those firefighters who lost their lives fighting those fires for us.
Carl, didn't this Westboro Baptist Church group start out as protesters of the war in Iraq? Not protesting the war, but protesting the people who fight the war. But now all of a sudden they're jumping into going after the firefighters too?
Well, it's anybody. It's any place that they can go that there's been a loss of life, and that there's going to be a remembrance or a ceremony or a memorial event for these people.
Because God hates America, because we condone homosexuality. Is the basic thing.
That's the big thing. Yeah. That's the whole thing is God hates us because we don't condemn and hunt down gay people and kill them or do whatever they want. So we obviously are being punished.
And what does a firefighter have to do with that? Or a soldier, for that matter.
Well, the thing is that we are supporting the government, and the fact is we're part of the government. So, but here's the thing. Here's the big thing about this from these idiots. It's they do it for publicity. They do it to get out there, and they do it to so that people know who they are. Now, at times, they've gone in and threatened to do things, and they have received radio time. So that they don't have to talk about. I mean, so that they said, if we, you give us radio time, so we can talk and say what we believe in, then we won't pick at your event. Well, let me tell you what I think of that. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I remember watching a report about one of the firefighter groups that was going into the towers. And it was just a report of that day and that particular group. And I remember seeing their faces as they were walking up the stairs as the other people were coming down. And one guy in particular, you could see it on his face. He knew he wasn't getting out of there. And but he went anyway. And the difference between the people who were destroyed, who were working in the building, and the firefighters who went in is that they went in with their full choice and full will. The other people had no choice in it. And that's the difference between, you know, someone who has been victimized and someone who is a hero.
You know, Jim, you are so right. And when they went up there shoulder to shoulder up those stairs.
Yeah.
And they knew that something bad was going to, you know, something bad was up there.
Yeah.
And every time they walk in there, they knew something bad could be the result. They knew their lives could be over. And what you just brought up, that point you brought up, is so important. They didn't have to do it. They did it for their fellow Americans. They are heroes.
They are. The other thing is, after that show was over, they scrolled through the names of all of those firefighters, 360-some-odd men who were killed that day. And I'm watching this scroll go through. You know, 360 is just a number, but when you see those names going by, it got to me so much, I said, I can't take this anymore. I went in my room, I start crying. And I'm a grown man, but I couldn't.
Well,
you know,
Jim,
help it.
I was there at Ground Zero soon after that, doing some things. And what I noticed was I went to one of the fire stations that was right off of the Ground Zero. Every man in that company, that firefighting company, and that station, they had a photo of them out there because they were all dead. Not
yeah.
some of them, not most of them, every one of them. And it's not just a not just the firemen who are great heroes, but
right.
the police that went up in there too. And police were right in the middle of it. And there was priests that rushed to it to start giving aid also. I mean, everybody that went there, and then when it collapsed, it killed everybody.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, this is a great phone call, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Okay, we've got a hard break here. We've got the phone lines lit up. So if y'all will bear with us here while we sell a few things and you listen to the news, we'll get to you as soon as we can on the other side. This is Carl Bott here at Free Fire Saturday at 1400 KQMS. This is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Saturday here on 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402, and let's go to the phones. Edith, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, not a problem. I just find it amazing. You listen to all these people, and they report Bush as a babbling baboon. And if this is the case, then how is it that this man ever got a thought together well enough to put a conspiracy together to blow up his own people?
Well, you know, that's another way of looking at it. And
okay, and now we're going to war that everybody's saying that he can't control. Hello?
I know. You know, the thing that people need to realize, too, you know, you're talking about, you know, Bush and wars and all that, that it's we were attacked 7 years ago on Thursday, 7 years ago. We have not had one attack on this soil since then.
Well, of course, because now we knew what's going on, because apparently the conspiracy's over.
Well,
it's only supposed to happen once, didn't you know?
Oh, okay. That was it. Oh, that's right. And it was going to change everything and bring in a monarchy, I guess.
Exactly. There you go.
It was a
other thing I wanted to comment on is, did anybody notice how Obama went to the tomb of the unknown soldier and just kind of flopped the flowers?
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Well,
I was kind of disheartened by that, because that's not something I want to see on, you know, how you lay a wreath on an unknown man's tomb, you know.
That's true. You know,
it was very unheartened and kind of disrespectful.
Well, it's hallowed ground. I didn't see it, so I can't really comment on it.
Yeah.
Unlike a lot of other people that get on the radio that will comment on everything. But I try to comment on things maybe I've read. So
yeah, well, I saw that one, and it just kind of, he laid it on there with such tenderness that, I don't know, I guess it was just my eye. But, you know, the veterans, I love them. They come, and the thing we need to remember, they come in all ages.
Oh, absolutely. And when you go down, when you go to some of these veterans organizations, they have, and you see that, unfortunately, they're, you know, we're getting older and older, and what we've got to do is get our young veterans in it. And we've got leaders in our young veterans that have fought in Desert Shield, Desert Storm, fought in Iraq, fought in Afghanistan, and these are our future leaders. Now, what I can tell you is that many of our Iraqi veterans are running for Congress and are running for
cool.
Senate. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them. And I might even put that website up. It's I think it's Iraqi Veterans for – it might be Iraqi Veterans for Congress. I think there's 17 or 18 running for Congress this year.
Very good. I'm glad to hear we got some young blood coming in.
We need something. We need to change, Edith. I think we really need to change. You know, this every time I see this thing with Schwarzenegger and we can't get a budget, what is going on here?
Well, the thing is when you can't get a budget, you're stymieing everything from A to Z, including education to police to fire to protection. It just, what are you doing to us, dude?
Yeah.
So you have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you very much,
Edith. We'll talk to you later.
You bet.
Bye.
You know, there's some things that are, I think that when we get into something like this with, like a budget right now, I look at Congress at the national level. I look at our legislatures at the state level. What is going on? Where is their best interest for our country and our state? What we have here is the way we draw these damn lines so that people get reelected, so everybody's safe, so that they don't have to do anything. You know, they're still going to get elected. You know, it's funny that Congress's ratings are 17% at the best, and I've seen them down to 9. President Bush has twice their ratings, yet they keep pinging at him.
It's all his fault, though.
It's all his fault. Yeah. And Governor Schwarzenegger, hey, Arnie, your ratings are about the same as Congress right now.
If you're a Republican, it's all the Democrats' fault. And if you're a Democrat, it's all the Republicans.
Well, see,
fault.
That's the problem. And I sympathize with something Schwarzenegger said. He said, you know what we've got is we have very much some extremists on both sides being elected, and they are not going to talk to each other. And you see that. I mean, you see these bills that come out that are just so telling about where these people come from. They have a small constituency, and so they throw these bills out that get passed, and then it's even better, they get signed. I don't understand this. You know, Governor Schwarzenegger, you have the right not to sign certain bills. You don't have to sign them. What is going on here? You know, I think if it's like at my house, if I don't have any money, guess what? I don't go out and spend it. But unfortunately, with our Congress at the national level and at the state level, they will spend like a bunch of drunken Marines on Shore Liberty and Alangapo the first time they hit there.
Because they have unlimited sources of income that you don't have. They can dip into your pocket.
Hey, wait a minute. I didn't mean that about the Marines. Marines are a lot better than that, than our legislators are. Now, okay, you're telling me I'm tarring everybody with it, but I tell you what, partner. If you're there, you're part of the problem. If you haven't reached across the aisle and you tried to talk to somebody, you're part of the problem. We need to have some change there. We need to have people that actually care about this country in our legislative branch and our executive branch and, God knows, our judicial branch, because the judicial branch is now, it's like they're like God in some of these places. The people speak, and then they change it, on one vote. Changes it on a court. I'm not talking about Supreme Court. I'm just talking about at a state level, changes things. And then we have to turn around, and then we have to go and we have more referendums, more money spent to repass laws that we've already had. I frankly am getting tired of this. And I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that are. So, anyway. Well, that's just my opinion, but of course it's my show, so I can have my opinion. Hey, our phone numbers here are 221-1402 here on Free Fire Radio. We've got some things to sell, so join us on the other side.
2750 and tell them Free Fire Radio sent you.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Saturday here. News Talk 1400 KQMS 221-1402. Okay, I had my rant. I'm out of the way. I feel better now. I just get tired of that stuff.
I thought you were going to bust a blood vessel or something.
Nah, I never get that upset. The thing is, too, we talk about that. There's anger there. And so you got to figure out how you – it's anger because I think that here's people we elect to do a job. They're there to represent us. And yet nothing's happening. We get an impasse. Two-thirds of the people in this country believe we should drill for oil. And then you've got – because of political reasons, and that's all it is, saying, oh, no, we're not going to drill. Well, the uproar has gotten to be so much that finally Pelosi said, okay, we are going to bring back, okay, we will drill for oil. You know, we're going to bring it up for a vote. That's what she says, but you know what? I don't believe her. You know, why don't we believe her? It's because she says it's got to meet so many certain requirements before we can do that. Well, is it so like 1,000 requirements? I don't know, because they will keep adding things on. I say they, it means just because it's a political year. They could care less. It's whoever they want to get in power. Let's go to the phones. Paul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Carl.
Did my rant bother you?
Oh, no. See, I'm a little disappointed in some of our foreign country friends. Anytime there's any big disaster, like an earthquake, a tsunami, or floods, the United States is always first to send in aid, food, and medical supplies, and so on.
Always.
Now, yeah, we've had these hurricanes one after the other. And wouldn't it be nice if some of these countries would send us some token aid, even from Chavez from Venezuela?
And oh, yeah.
Response on the air.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot. Yeah, it's true, and we put out, even when people didn't want our aid, we have we've given them we've sent things over there, and we staged them just in case they did, like over in Myanmar. And so you're right, but I think that happened. I think when Katrina hit, I think that there was some aid that people offered, and you're right, it was more like a token thing. We take care of our own as well as we take care of everybody else's own too. But you're right. People could offer that. People say, hey, look, we're standing by to help you out, United States. And I have to think, though, Paul, that if we were hit with something horrendous, that the world would stand up. I really do. Because I think that they know that we can take care of anything and that we've taken care of ourselves and the rest of the world. So really, what could they do for us? I think it's kind of a mindset. If something really terrible did happen, I think people would stand up to help us.
Don't forget how many countries sent firefighters over to California this summer.
Hey, you're absolutely right. That's a perfect
example,
Kelly.
I think Greece, Mexico, Canada. I'm naming all of them, Australia.
Yeah, and Australia too, in fact. You're absolutely right. So that was something that our country was facing, and we did have people come over to help us. So that's a great example, Kelly. So, Paul, here, hope that brightens your day up there. All right. Couple other things. It's convention time in Reading. You know, I've lived throughout the United States, and as probably a lot of y'all have. And you see different types of conventions down in San Diego. They had like the comic book convention, and they filled up the convention center down there with thousands of people. And they also had like the Star Trek. All the Trekkies come down. Oh, yes, we have Kelly and Kelly Jr. go down for those.
We have been to one.
So which character do you dress up like?
You've never seen the picture of me dressed up as Worf, have you?
No. And perhaps
I'll
for
have
a good
to,
reason.
I'll have to bring it in.
Okay. Let me know which day that'll be. All right. Okay. Now, but the thing is, so you have these conventions. You have the AMA. You've got, the SHOT convention. You have all that. Reading has got their convention center going, and it's going to start on September 21st, I believe. Let me check this. Yes, it'll be Friday. Starting Friday through September 21st at Reading Convention Center, the tattoo convention comes to Reading.
Now, some of those people that are all, have tattoos on their whole body, to me, look more strange than the people who dress up in the science fiction costumes.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, the tattoo convention, I've never been to a tattoo convention. I've been to places where there's a lot of tattoos, bike rallies and stuff, but I've never been to a tattoo convention. So, here's a free plug for the tattoo convention starting next Friday through the 21st. Reading has the tattoo. Is the next thing going to be? I'm not going to go there. It has to do with teeth. Okay, what else is going on here in our town? Oh, Cypress Bridge is closed. A lot of people complaining about that. And
they complain when that the bridge is too old.
Well, I tell you what, I would rather have the bridge worked on. then be on the bridge when it drops.
And good thing to do it on a weekend instead of, you know, during the middle of the week.
Okay, now here's the other thing, too, is, you know, bridge bucks and all that, and people are saying it's affecting, you know, the big weights and everything is affecting the people downtown. You know, maybe it's just because I'm new to the city. I mean, I love Reading, but the longest I've ever waited on that bridge, you know, because of the lights or anything, is something like maybe 6 minutes.
Even with the construction,
With the construction on, because, and maybe it's because I come from south down there, where if you're going to go someplace that's 20 miles away, you give yourself an hour, at least an hour, and if it's during a certain part of the day, you give yourself an hour and a half. So any place in this town, almost you can get to in 10 minutes. I love that. And even when you get on the bridge, you're only like a 5 or 6 or 7 minute wait there. And I guess that, so when people complain about this, I don't quite understand it. And now we are shutting the bridges down. The big complaint I heard was, how come we're working on all the bridges at the same time? Well, the way I understand it is that this money comes in, is only available at certain times. We availed ourselves, great job, and, you know, we can get after all of our city planners, but it's a great job getting the money. Unfortunately, because of the way it is, they're set up like this in the money, they had to do it at this time. Which, by the way, is if we hadn't done that, that pot of money dries up.
And, you know, due to environmental reasons, they can only work in the river during certain parts of the year as well, so they have to do all these projects at the same time.
Well, that's a good reason, too.
Yeah, because I'm not sure what the dates are, but I know during certain times of the year, you can't be in that river.
Well, I can imagine that probably during the wintertime and things like that. It makes things
when
harder.
When the salmon are running and whatever.
What salmon?
Yeah, well,
you know what?
That's a whole
George
story,
and Irma are coming north. Is that what you're saying? That's George and Irma salmon. That's just two of them. You know, that's so much for the salmon fishing this year. I guess we can. I guess there will be some. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl Bott here on Free Fire Saturday Radio here at 221-1402 on 1400 KQMS.
And tell them Free Fire Radio sent you.
This is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Saturday here at 1400 KQMS. Hey, Ed, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, I've got two things. First of all, I want to thank everybody. I'm with the Shasta Lake Lions, and I want to thank everybody that came out there on 9/11. Everybody, it was a great thing, and we greatly appreciate everybody that showed it.
Hey, y'all had a great event out there, I tell you, Ed. Great.
Okay, and second, along this conspiracy thing, you know, a few years back, our whole North State and Northwest was, you know, our economy was hit very hard by a story about this little bird called a spotted owl.
Oh, yeah.
And this little spotted owl, he now lives on the sides of buildings and anywhere it wants to.
It was down at Walmart the other day. You
know. Yeah. And, you know, and not one time. You know, I grew up, I was a logger for a long time. And I saw communities and businessmen and people lose their livelihood, their whole communities, you know. They just went away, you know, with this logging shut down because of this bird spotted owl, which we now know, you know, survived and it you know, flourished in other places. But not one person ever said, you know, hey, we're sorry for that story that cost a lot of communities their livelihood, people's businesses. You know, there was one whole town over there on the, you know, on the Northwest Coast was just basically shut down. It was kind of a ghost town now.
Well, you know, it's another type of conspiracy there, that people all of a sudden started finding spotted owls. And what is it, for 1 square mile around them, you can't log anytime you find a spotted owl?
You know, I don't know what their shutdown is on it, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I know, it just destroyed it. Hey, Ed, y'all had a great, great event out there at Shasta City. Shasta Lake. And I tell you, I'm going to be there every year, and I just hope we can get more people out there. I mean, you know, of course we had a good crowd, but, you know, I like to just see, like, let the people come out and remember it. We've got to remember it.
Yeah, I was really impressed. I know that we had well over 300 people there. I'm not sure exactly the number, but I do know that we had over 300 people. And as far as you veterans go, just remember November 8th, we're putting a parade on out here for you guys.
That's right, and we're going to be talking that one up a lot, too.
Okay.
All right,
well,
thanks a lot, Ed.
I appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, now, as you all know, that we, Linda and I have taken 8 to 9 o'clock Monday through Wednesday here at KQMS. And except for this Monday, okay, on the next three Mondays, we will have a time was offered to political candidates who wanted to use this time to present their positions. So starting Monday and for the following three Mondays and a couple other times, we will have some of our political candidates right here on the radio.
Aren't you going to run for city council?
I'm not running for anything.
Of the bloggers want you to after that speech you gave the other night.
It's not going to happen because, you know, you can't go out there and smack people if you're one of them. I guess you could, but I don't do that. The thing is that we'll be on Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, my guest Tuesday, you know, shameless plug here, my guest Tuesday is going to be a gent that's been in nuclear inspections of the nuclear plants. So we're going to talk about nuclear energy. And he's got some great stories about the inspection of nuclear plants, but also he's going to talk about Three Mile Island. He's going to talk about Chernobyl. Now, here's a guy that's an expert on this type of safety inspections, and the things he's told me were so interesting because nuclear power, I believe, is one of the has got to be used in our future. It has to be used as a source of energy if we're going to become energy independent. We can't keep sending $700 billion a year out to countries that don't like us for oil. You know, does that mean we got to stop drilling for, you know, does it mean we have to cut off oil completely? No. We've got to start using all of our assets right here. Anyway, so he'll be on Tuesday. Now, Wednesday, we've got a guest that's going to be somebody that hunted down one of the first terrorists. If you remember, the World Trade Center was attacked twice. The first time was in 1993. This gent that's going to be on Wednesday is going to be talking with was one of the crew that helped track this man down. And he's also got some information concerning how that group, how the group of terrorists also somehow have roots up here in the North State. I don't know if they have roots, but they have connections up here in the North State, and he's going to talk about that. That'll be Wednesday. So it should be a couple of interesting days. We're also going to have Sheriff Bosenko coming in here in the very near future, and we're going to talk about these raids that the Shasta County Sheriff's Department's been doing. 409,000 marijuana plants? That's a lot. And they're saying is that these plantations are like 20,000 plants. They used to be smaller. And they I guess they've captured a couple of guys. But it seems to me 20,000 marijuana plants would be easy to find, but I guess they're not. I don't know.
Well, they're usually pretty well hidden out in the forest, you know.
But I know they're giving warnings to people that are out hunting for hunters to watch out because if you don't, you know, that you can run into a marijuana plantation and the people that's guarding it, and you can be in trouble. So just be aware of this when you're out there hunting. Deer season's getting ready to start here pretty soon. I think it's next week, in fact. So that's what's happening Tuesday and Wednesday. Mondays for the next few weeks are going to be for your political candidates. Let's catch one last phone call here before we leave. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning there. About Sheriff Bosenko, I think when they go on some of these raids, a lot of times you hear about the guys getting away. I think they ought to take some of their finest out, namely their dogs. The dogs could smell those guys, and they wouldn't be able to run away.
Well, that could be. I think what happens is on some of these, the terrain is pretty rough, so they're having to chopper in there. And I think they hear that. You know, the point is, I think, is that the ones that if they catch them are the ones that are watching the marijuana plantations. That's pretty low. You know, that's really low on the food chain there. The big thing is catching that, you know, catching the marijuana plants and be able to destroy that. But, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, it's something we can ask when Sheriff Bosenko's on the show. Call up and ask him that. Why aren't we using the dogs? Why aren't we kind of trying to, you know, do a encircling attack on this so we can catch everybody that's involved?
They could turn a couple of those dogs loose. Those dogs don't miss a whole lot.
No, they don't.
Anyway. Okay, thank you very much.
You bet. Have a great day. Okay, we're getting ready to close down here, but as I said, the Patriot Guard riders will be heading up to Junction City here around some of them at 9 o'clock up through the morning. To be up there, to be able to stand side by side with the first responders and the fire department and the people from Junction City who are having this memorial up there for those fallen firefighters. So, join us next Tuesday and Wednesday for Free Fire Radio here at KQMS, at 1400 KQMS. Have a great day and be safe.